Hello, welcome to the Harvard EdCast. I'm Jill Anderson, a co-producer of the EdCast, filling in for host Matt Weber. Today we are speaking with Christopher Gray, the founder and CEO of Scholly, an app that streamlines the college scholarship process for students. Some of you may have heard of Christopher, who has successfully appeared on the well-known TV show Shark Tank, has been named a Forbes 30 Under 30, and even recently caught Oprah's attention. Not bad for someone just a few years out of college. So, college affordability is a personal issue for you. You yourself earned an incredible $1.3 million in scholarships. So what compelled you to create Scholly?
Yeah, so there are a few things. I think that my own experience really was a big part of it, because even though I was successful ultimately in winning a bunch of scholarships, it took me about 7 months to find those different opportunities. I was also a poor student. I didn't have access to the internet, so I had to sift through different sites, go through the library, I remember typing an entire essay, 500-word essay on my cell phone. That was on a 3G at the time. I think it was an AT&T phone. I don't think it was working as well. So it took me a long time to go through that process. And the idea was that even though I was successful, I went to college and still saw that same problem of finding scholarship was a problem that faced a lot of other students faced as well who are currently in college. So I wanted to find a way to leverage technology to solve that problem.
The student debt crisis is reportedly around $1.3 trillion, and yet millions of dollars in scholarship money goes unclaimed. What do you think is keeping students from applying for scholarships?
Well, yeah, so really a lack of awareness. I mean, so the kind of the problem that we saw is that there's all this money looking for students, looking for money, and you know, they're unable to find each other. And, you know, so what the problem that creates is, you know, there's hundreds of millions of dollars that goes unclaimed every year. And then there's also students get a lot of debt. So it's a lack of awareness. It's not that, you know, there are students that don't want it. There are plenty of type A students like me who would go after it if they knew it existed. So I think awareness is a big part of the issue. And then, you know, for students who do see it, I mean, there's little granular things like the essays and things like that. But I think the top issue is obviously the access and the awareness.
So for parents and students listening, are there scholarships out there for everyone? Students who maybe aren't at the top of their class, who don't have the best grades, are there scholarships out there?
Yeah, so when you use Scholly, so the app matches you with the only scholarship that you qualify for. So even if you have a 2.5, it doesn't, or even if you are a student who may not qualify for need-based aid, but you may be middle class, both your parents may make 100K, but they have three kids in college, you know, that can't work. You can still, Scholly only matches you with what you qualify for. So yes, there are even scholarships for people that are vegetarian, Jewish, if you Italian, left-handed, widowed, etc. There's tons of different opportunities out there that are really specific. So, and Scholly matches you with that. And we also have like this needed merit-based parameter for like students who may not qualify for need-based aid, but qualify merit-based aid as well. And there's some scholarships that don't even have a GPA requirement that students even with a 2.5 or less can or more can get access to as well.
So your app has helped net over $50 million in scholarships for students.
Yep.
Do you get to meet these students?
Interesting enough, like last night I was actually coming back to the hotel from an event here, and I met a student who actually told me raised enough to have a full ride to Babson College because of Scholly. And he was a student actually from Puerto Rico, so he wasn't from the U.S., and he got to college and used Scholly to do that. And I met him last night here at the Forbes Summit. So, you know, Forbes kind of making awesome connections already. And I meet these students all the time, and their families too. I had a mom come up to me and like just give me a bear hug, saying that, oh my God, she was a low-income student, and Scholly helped her raise the last $10,000 she needed to enroll in college because she wasn't even going to be able to go. So you have moments like that. You have these full ride moments. You even have moments where students used it to pay for junior and senior year of college. So it's an incredible experience to see a diverse group of people being able to be so impactful, and to meet them and to have those moments, even here at Forbes.
Yeah. With so much criticism surrounding higher education, you know, people are critical about not only the cost, but the admissions process, what it takes to get there. Have you thought at all about creating different apps that maybe would simplify that process in ways?
Yeah, so I think that, you know, Scholly, you know, at core, we're technology. But I think that obviously, I mean, we're going to look at ways we can expand to do things like that. But I think that, you know, I mean, applying for college and then finding the right colleges for you, I think is important. But also, you know, you look at colleges, a lot of, like, you look at a school like Harvard, there are a lot of low-income students that don't even know that if you apply and you get accepted, that there's aid available to you, that you're not just paying, you know, that price tag. Actually, I didn't know that, you know, when I applied to different schools. So I think that making students aware of the colleges that fit them, but also aware of the opportunities that are available at those colleges if they go, is something that's also important for students to understand and know.
You know, you're speaking a lot about awareness and making students aware. You yourself, you know, talk about being a low-income student, a single mom. How did you become aware of college, and how do you think you can make others more aware in that circumstance?
I think that for me, mentorship. I think that meeting mentors and other students who went to college, because even though I didn't have any family members I could go to, I still was able to kind of see success stories, have mentors. One of my mentors was a professor at a university. She had ran an entrepreneurship program. And, you know, I was able to have people like that I looked to. So being aware was definitely, you know, it was harder because you were a first-generation student, but mentorship kind of supplements that if you don't have as many people around. You can always find someone that went to college. I mean, even if it's like someone that works at a bank, or there are people around you, you know. So I think that, so that's how I became aware. But I think that, you know, other people, like I said, I mean, you'll be surprised how many low-income students I was in Birmingham, Alabama, and my college, my high school was a few blocks away from a college, right? You have people around you. I think that it's important that students leverage their environment, their immediate environment, for opportunities and mentors to be able to find people that have been through college who can help them navigate through that process.
As a young entrepreneur passionate about access and affordability to higher education, what do you wish or maybe hope an entrepreneur is working on right now?
I think that, you know, one of the things I'm really passionate about, you like said, access and awareness, but I think that I would love for people to start to work with companies that are helping students pay off their student, find creative ways to help people pay off their student loans. Because when you look at scholarships, everyone, there are people who kind of already went through the gambit, you know, and I think that helping reduce their debt, help them find creative ways to pay off their loan through rewards, through different things they can do in a creative way, I think is something that could be really helpful. I would say in terms of education, also starting to use AI to be able to use for college counseling, right? I think that AI is kind of on the rise, and I think that being able to use that artificial intelligence to understand the college process and to be able to replicate that and to I don't need a physical person to help me do that. I can leverage technology and to be able to kind of advise me on the process because it's learned through that. And I think that that's kind of that the AI has kind of been something really important. I think that it's going to really revolutionize education as it starts to learn these processes and helping students to be able to go through them.
Do you ever think about where you would be right now without that scholarship money you earned? Do you think you would have gone to college?
I think that I probably, knowing me, I'm just crazy persistent, I probably would have been able to find some college that would have gave me money eventually. But would I probably have left the South? Probably not. But I think that, and I wouldn't be here, I wouldn't have met my mentor, that wouldn't have met my team, and I may not, and Scholly may not exist, and I kind of look at kind of that ripple effect, right? Then if Scholly didn't exist, then those students we have raised $50 million who didn't know about it otherwise, they may not exist. So I really look at the world as being very connected, and hopefully, you know, hopefully, gladly that didn't happen, but at the same time, I could have been a poor kid because, I mean, I have a lot of students in low-income communities. There's a lot of talent that never meets opportunity. And so therefore, that talent never reaches its potential. My equation of success is that talent plus opportunity plus potential equals success. But if that talent never gets that opportunity, the potential could be there, and the student may never realize it.